He said this. He said that make a table not simple. This table is simple table. What is that simple? Say table is like a, maybe I'm eating thing, like a mikdash. What is that table? Table like a mikdash. What is that like a box, a ship? Not a ship. What's the raya? Because the many behemoths wanted to go in to Teva. Teva, and behemoths, they weren't so straight in their life. No, Teva said, I'm not letting you in. Teva's not time a ship. It's a chashiv. It's not time a binyan, a ship. It's like a
mikdash.
It's ruchnis. It says that Nevach can't kill Megatrichot to make many Tevas. Teva.
The tame is the why, just like the table was able to fit everything, why couldn't it just fit more people? Same needs that thousands and thousands of animals.
Fine, that's right. Also, shadow. Good shadow. I kind of didn't say it. Good shadow. But Rashi, the tame would go there. Let's just tircha. I'll make a tircha, make 10 tables. Why? Tircha. Person wants children. He'll go to anywhere.
Maybe it would have been a Russian. Maybe some of his children.
Oh, that's his Rashi. Oh, Rashi says, you're shy. Rashi says, if you're shy, you'll lose. Say it.
Come was
such a guy. Yeah, it's shy. But it says, Rashi, you said, if they were shy, they'll win twice. If it's tzaddikim, tircha. There's no beer Rashi. Rashi has
Rashi.
Rashi in the gracious says in Parsha A, Noach, Menchamesh Me'osh, he had children. But then says Rashi, Matam, Kol HaDoros had children at Me'osh Shanim. Noach has 500 years. Why? Okay, Rashi. Rashi, Manasseh. If the Yishayim, they're going to die. The one. That means say, okay, that's right. If Tzadikim, they'll do a Tircha to make many tables. Tircha, not a Tircha. Not a beer, but a Tircha. Because he wants children. He'll do for children anything in the world. He'll take medicine to go to, or treatments, whatever. It is in the world, but do anything in the world to have children. So Noach is mukhan to make poor tables to have children. Tema atzuma mo. Ain't tema gedolah mizeh. The ain't beer Rashi. No beer Rashi. Harbe shanim. The tema gedolah and Rashi. She ain't teretz. A Rashi. Meirov hakoshi. The Rashi says, Noach had children at 500 years. Why? Because, says Rashi, if the tzaddikim, there'll be a tircha of making many tables. Say that. A mukh person is looking to have tircha. To have children, anything will. Go to America, go to England, go to Boston. Wherever I can go, I'll take treatments, whatever I can do, I'll have children. So Noach is happy to make many tables. A triach, olav, tables harbe, said Rashi. Mazah, ma'avir, b'zah. Rakhayim Eset. Actually, everything the territory is not understood to me. Not understood. Okay, we have to maybe ask over what he answered. It's not understood at all. Is the Tema Adur and Rashi? Is it Tema? Tema Adur and Rashi that you have no to be a Rashi for all that Rashi. Tema Adur. Tema Adur. Atsuma Mori.
Looking with Har Rashi.
It's probably Medrash. I guess we have to look at Medrash. Could be Rashi. Could be to Medrash. The Rashi changed. Rashi didn't stand to copy Rashi. He changed them. He ate it. Rashi. We'll look at Medrash. Maybe it's Medrash. Could be to Medrash. We'll say Medrash. We'll say maybe. But Rashi, like it says, is a tame of the Lord. Tame of the Lord. Person would do anything to have children, anything in the world. To go to anywhere, to take any medicine or eat any food or do anything in the world to have children. The Tema Rashi, the Tema Atuma, Rashi, Tema Rabinol. because you know there's a in Rashi, Noach is tzaddik tamim. What's the pshat? Tzaddik and tamim. What are the two shvachim, tzaddik and tamim? So Rashi says it means more avor zora. Rashi in avor zora says pshat in the word tzaddik. Thank you. And the word tamim. Rashi says pshat in the word tzaddik and the word tamim. Tzaddik means Rashi in that that Rambam Aleph says in Avodah Zarah, Tamim Rashi it's talking about Noach. So Tamim Medracha says Rashi, Anav and Shlav Ruach. That's called Tamim. Tamim is Anav and Shlav Ruach. That's called Tamim. Under of Shlav Ruach, and that says Rashi.
What is it?
Why? What that? Vav Amud Aleph. But Noah's talking about Noach. Noah's talking about reason Noach over here, some reason it's talking about Noach. So it says, Noah has a shadow, maybe Noach was a trefa. It says, no, Noach was Tamim. No, Tamim Bedracha for you. It says Rashi. What's Tam Madracha? Anav and Shlav Ruach. That's called Tam Madracha. Anav and Shlav Ruach. Madva. And Tzadik and Maisa, Lo Chamas. There's no Gzela. No Gzela. Tzadik and Maisa, no Gzela. Tam Madracha is Anav and Shlav Ruach. Very kosher thing.
Well, what's the difference between Anav and Shlav Ruach?
Right. Maybe Anav is like. Shlav Ruach means that person who's knowing Shlav Ruach. Yeah, Shlav Ruach. Shlav Ruach is something very. Shlav Ruach means that the person is acting like Shlav Ruach. Don't talk to him anything you want. Whatever you want, talk to him. Answer anything you want. Whatever you want, talk to him. Like, we that maybe that's kind of Shlav Ruach. We ran the street, talk to him. Wherever we could talk to him, like Shlav Ruach. Wherever any matzah where we met him, any day and night, speak to you whenever you want. Call him on the phone, speak to you. Anything you want, speak to you. So Shlav Ruach, like Shlav Ruach, not everyone has that mail, Shlav Ruach, it's like something Marvel Oil this match. Is that nothing? He goes to Arabic, but he's acting like he's nothing.
It's more than
Arabic? More than nothing. Rabbi said you're honored, but you're like nothing. So you don't think such people cannot not existing. We don't only matura and that matzah is like almost like that lower in the cloud. So nothing. Worthless. And come on, but something. Shalach, nothing. I went to him once, Erev Shabbos night. I told him my daughter goes to a job. You understand this? She goes to a job. That's a job. Wow. So that's it. So 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he called the head of the it said, Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel. No, joking. Mikan Hillel. I got her a job, in 1 hour, a job. 1 hour.
Erev
Shabbos. 2 p.m, yes. No job now. It can't be. I said, we have to get a job now. Okay, so that's Shabbos. It's a Maila, Tsuma Moy, something, Nimisga of Moy, Shabbos. So that's what I'm holding here. So now we're holding in and Shalom Bayis. So Shalom Bayis, so the one of the Ikri, so the Shalom Bayis is the Ikri. This is the Ikri of Mamsh. A wife is a Matona Atzuma, Matona Gedola. Something Shem came from heaven and gave you a gift, gave you personally in your house and your matzah, a gift, a wife who's a gift to you, a gift. Rav Chaim told us, Rav Chaim Shlevitz, we asked him for vajim. When we were chassanim, we asked him for vajim. He said, yeah, for sure. He's very happy. He gave a vaj for it every year to all of us, all the chassanim and yeshiva. And then everyone married, and it stopped. But I didn't write it down, but a little bit. I remember that one of the vajim was that a kala is a matona atzuma. Matona atzuma. You have to cherish her and hold her as a matona atzuma. The more do that, the more there'll be life. If you hold her as a matona atzuma, there'll be life. There'll be life, and she'll have life, you'll have life, children have life, everything will be living. If you hold her as a matona atzuma, that's a something. It's really Gemara. It's a Gemara. So the Gemara says it in Yemamis. Maybe you mean more Yemamis. Gemara says in Yemamis, this. Thank you very much. This quote. The Gemara says, Gemara brings down Ben Sira, Samak Kimo. Ben Sira, Kosev B'Sefer Ben Sira, kind of fascinating. Isha Toiva, Matona Toiva Lebaila. Gemara says, Isha Toiva is a Matona Toiva Lebaila. Gemara says, and it's a Rashi also. It's a Rashi in Kisisa and the Basheni, by Kichaloso, Kichaloso. Says Rashi, same way a kala is a matana to the kosa, the Torah was giving matana to Moshe Rabbeinu, matana. So this very important soul, it's so nerve. And see, so, and Rabbi Finkel, I once walked to a lack one time, was the Rav of the Rava. So in the Shas, Rav of the Rava, so he told me, Aesod, you want to have a good marriage. What's the way to have a good marriage? What's the way? I'll tell you the way. Here's the way. Tell your wife every week, kama times a week, she's the best matona you have in life. Wow. Matona atzuma is so narrow. So I told this to many avrechim. And most of them said, I can't say this, it's not true. I don't hold that way, so I can't say something I don't hold. So they can't say it. No, they're right. They can't say it. What's the answer? They have to learn Musar. They said, take off the, don't learn about Matziah for a week. And think about your life and see. Now realize she's Matana, and you'll hold her Matana. Tell her Matana Atzuma Mu'ay. And she'll heal it, she'll be happy to be happy. And remember Matziah, that's it. You'll know the whole about Matziah. But if you don't know Matana, the Matziah will be very shvach, very, very shvach. So we have to know Matana. That's the son Matana. See, you know, this is a very important grow in Mishlei. We have to learn grow in Mishlei, very important grow. The grow in Mishlei is the ikra of life. So but there are a few growers that are very, very kosher. So we'll say one grow. The Gra in Parakas Vav says, Ora Chaim Lemala Lemaskil, Lemansur Mishal Mata, famous. Ates Vav Chav Dali, the Goin, the Mishle. So the Goin says, Odom Nikra Holech, Sur Lelech Tamid Madrega Lemadrega, Bim Lo Yala Lemala, Yered Mata Mata Chasshom. Ki Efshal Namor Bedaga Achas. Can't stay neutral. We're as we are, neutral, nothing like that, no neutral. It's either up or down. So you have to go up. You have to go always up. See this? See now Davin Shachris. So you see there's a big flaw. We have to make a Kabbalah now, have a Yom Niroyim period, we have to have a Kabbalah. So there's one Kabbalah we believe there, we're gonna Mikabal. Anybody wants Mikabal. That every tefillah, we have one, a few words that we have his Urus from every tefillah. A few words is Urus every tefillah, a few words in every tefillah. We say Shacharis, Mincha Maariv, you have to Nimu Urus, something every Shacharis, something it's Urus. From few words. I'll tell you a Dugma, it says, Losusuru, Achor Levavchen, Yachor Nechen, Leman Tisku. So the Holy Rebbe of Ger says, the famous, but he says also, person wants to remember his learning. Man Tisku, what's the Itza? Losusuru, Achor Levavchen. Don't look at anything. In the street, walk, think of Mishnayos, think of learning. And Tisku, that will be a school of remembering all your learning. It's a very famous, but the Ger says this. So that one is Urus, we're going to believe from that one. Every tefillah, we're saying the words, but we have to be more, while we're pressing the words, have some Urus, a few words every davening, and we'll have a chizuk every davening. Hear this Eitzah, Atzuma. Everyone is masking, no? To this Eitzah, Atzuma. A few words, we're davening anyway, so you have to have his Urus every week, this week we hear from the Holy Rebbe, Moshe Einstein, from his Rebbe, Rab Elio. We have to, his Urus every davening, a few words of davening, then we're staggering every davening. We have Chakras, Mantisku. Then the miracle is coming soon, we're going to have another few words. Maariv, more words. Yeah, every davening, more words, and they're going. So we can't stop davening. Okay, we're davening, Chakras, Maariv, that's very nice, but you have to be over. So what's the Aliyah? Aliyah is every davening a few words of Urus. Matiskuru. Everyone, the Fiyas Nefesh will have some Urus, some a few words. I hear a story that once in Chevron, Shiva Chevron had a Mashkiach, Rav Lev Chasmin, a big goyin tzaddik. The Rebbe of Rav Shalom Chadron, so Rav Lev once, one Lev Rosh Hashanah, told the Bacha, you daven, a Bacha. So Bacha said, I'm daven Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, you're daven. Fine. So the Bacha went to daven Lev Rosh Hashanah. The Bacha said, the first Bacha Mar Rabin, that came to Avos Olam, and he said the words, V'avoscha al tasir, that we say in the second bracha. The bracha said that bracha, that words, half hour. Hoy Shiva said it with him, half hour. Yavoscha al tasir lo lamin. Powerful words. That was this Urus of that was Shana. Yavoscha, the person, Shem loves every person. If a person loved us, he may give us wives, children, Baruch Hashem. It's Ava Atzuma. So we're asking, Yavoscha al tasir lo lamin. That's the words of something marvelous. So, that's the Kabbalah of this Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, Blender, Noach. Looking at every, the Goyen says, or a Chaim Lamala. You can't stand Davin. You can't stand Davin. Make Kiddush. Tonight we're going to make Kiddush. Because last week. Today's new Kiddush.
How does it affect you?
What?
How does this affect the world?
You go to heaven, you go to Gan Eden and this world. Va'avoscha al tasil olamim. Wow. You go out of your mind from Lovis Bailus. I'll tell you one more kavanah of Kiddush, Lil Shabbos. Lil Shabbos is something very, very marvelous. I'll tell you, let me get you a Shabbos. Let's see, who knows the Torah? This Shabbos. There's a big plea on Kiddush, Lil Shabbos. I'll tell you the plea. It says, Shekechonu Ratzavonu. Shabbos kotshoi v'ahavu uvratzon zikaron tchila. Shabbos kotshecha. We change tenses in the same words. We say Shabbos kotshoi. Shabbos kotshecha. You ever see this? The diak nerva. Ma bir bazeh. We're saying Shabbos kotshoi and Shabbos kotshecha. This Rav Volber spoke out in the Shmuzin. What's the beer of this Shabbos kotshoi? Shabbos kotshecha. This. This tamer akuma. So Teretz is Rashi Brachis answers this tamer. Rashi and Brachis says that when you praise Hashem, you should mean being a Brachis. Rashi says and Brachis, when you praise Hashem, so you bring Hashem closer. Hashem close. Hashem comes. Thank you very much. Thank you. Hashem comes nearer to you. Rashi says in the prophets, Hashem comes nearer to you. You praise Hashem, he comes nearer to you. Rashi prophets that Balaam base says, Yet Adam Makariv Lahakosh Brahu Eva Amratseyu Tishbachos Kibusim of Mitzrayim Who Miskariv Eva. Or the Korov, yes, Bakosh Mila, this is the beer that we're saying Shabbos Kotcho, Shemis Kotcho. Then we Shem is praising, Shabbos comes Kotcho Cho, your Hashem. We're praising him, Mila, the praise brings us nearer to him.
During Kiddush.
During Kiddush itself, we're coming closer. We're saying, Shabbos Kodesho, Shabbos Kodesho Cho. We're praising him, that brings him near us. To this matter.
After Kiddush, or anytime you praise Hashem?
Anytime, and praise him, and praise him. And then praise, we come nearer to him. This the Rebbe said this, Nagel, this is the Shabbos Kodesho, Kodesho Cho. So every davening, we have to come nearer, we have to be over. Every time so Miller, so this is the going. Miller, who had been in marriage, we have to, the present, we have to be older in the present, more present. Every day is more present. Every day, a new Miller, a new Shvach, and we see more and more. The present grows. Not the present is just present, we got it years ago, and that's it. No, it's been older. The present is being older. Aliyah Gadola, present, more and more present, more. Harvey, the more you live with her, the more you see her and know her and see her and you're oiled in the present, you're oiled. It's not a matter of way. See, every, I'm saying a sword from Rav Olba. You have to say a bigger sword. There's a bigger sword. Rav Olba, I once spoke to him about this. Rav Olba said, a person marries a wife. Matona Gedola Atsuma. But the wife and him are much different. They're different. So a person thinks, I'll marry her, and I'll change her, I'll make her better. I think I have all kinds of plans for what life is, and I'll change her, I'll make her better, I'll rest. They're Toas Gedola. Rabbi told me, you accept her as she is, not changing her, not marrying her, change her at all. Zero. Nothing at all. Accept her as she is, with all her matzavim, as she is, mamish, without any plans to change her. You won't change her, b'chol. You won't go. So Mila, accept her as she is, b'simcha atzuma, then gan eden. Rabbi Gansi, Rafanish Levi, our holy Rebbe, said that says in Breishis, lo tov levado. It's not called levado. He's in gan eden. No, gan eden is not enough. But the wife, better than Gan Eden, the kind was said. So here's the better than Gan Eden. He's the soul. Accept her as she is. Whatever she is, all her midos, yonim, everything, as she is, you're happy with her. Not changing her, b'chlap, nothing. And accept her. Oh, accept her. Ooh, yes. Madhu ma'oid. Madhu. Then she's very happy. Then she'll be Gan Eden and the soul. Just accept her as she is. No change whatsoever in any in the club. Not people think I'm going to change her. Isaiah and Isaiah, all kinds of swears. No, that's a mistake. That's what he told me. This might happen that a Koshiva, a Bacha here, married 40 years ago, 50 years ago. This is a Bacha named Ruven Shlita. He's an American boy, but he's Mamish Misuda. And Kamal Baseda. All this go to his house, all his firm, I'm a suitor, label. Everything is shells, everything, Marvel, Gan Eden. I call him a suitor. But his wife is the opposite. No Sayyidah. Everything is not Sayyidah. So he married his wife 50 years ago and told me, I can't do this. I can't marry her. He said, no Sayyidah, I'm a Sayyidah. It won't go. So he told me, the Eshra Boba. Nifla. So Eshra Boba. Rabbi told me, This so. You don't change her. You marry her as she is, and be happy with her as she is. Say, now they married 50 years. They marry all children. Happiness. That's going to be because once he knows these souls, not changing her. This is it. Not say her, whatever she is. Mindless, she'll be mindless. That's it. He married all his children. Happy as can be. Because Rav Ober said, no change. Never. Okay, so right. So Mila and every shidduch had to it hashkacha pratis atzum. Everyone that married his wife, Hashem planned his wife. You know the medrash, famous medrash in the Eitzay, that a big princess asked one of the tanoim. Hashem made the world. Now from that, what's he doing? Shidduchim, make shidduchim. Hashem doesn't need it, but Kilo is making shidduchim, working out everything. Call me who, where you live, live here, everything I say. Mila, Hashem made the shidduch with the hashkacha magro. I mean, we see Yad Hashem in every shidduch, something unbelievable. Hashkacha prat Hashem made, and that it says in the Old Sfarim, and the Chazon Ish said that the highest hashkacha, the reason shidduchim, the highest, the whole world is Nister, we're in Nister, the Hakol, but shidduchim is a bit of a giloy, and this is the giloy to how everyone met each other. So maybe Hashem gave you a wife, you have to be told that the present otzim, and steig in the present, steig more and more. Every steiging in Mincha, Marav, Kiddush, Havdalah, everything, we're steiging every evening. But Matziah, learning it again, not next time, Amor. And again, whatever we do, again, Kiddush, Havdalah, Ashrei, every Ashrei is new Ashrei, not Ashrei last time, no, Ashrei, new Ashrei, everything's new. Hakol, his whole life. Some Chumash Rashi, learning again. See, the French Levitz with Teshmuzin. He said about the same Shmuzin every year. Same. So people asked him, the same Shmuz, what's happening here? So he said, you learn Rashi every year? Why? You learn Rashi last year. Why again? It's Rashi. So what are they mashmuzim? So he said, mash here. The Holy Rebbe, Rav Nochum, Holy Rebbe, said the Chumash Rebbe was Har Sinai. Everything he said in Maimon Har Sinai. I heard the Pif Kachon. Har Sinai, Rebbe saying Har Sinai. So he's saying Chumash Rashi. He's saying Rashi Chumash. He's saying Rebbe Shmuzim. That's life, mamash. He said people who really hear that he added. People who are listening have ears, hear that he added. People think, no ears, same thing. So Rashi again. Every word of Rashi is Sinai. So every word, Rashi and Sinai, every word. Every dig, Rashi, every word, Rashi. Again, this one. So Mela, we have to. So Mela, Matana. We can learn everything again. Kumash Rashi, again. New Rashi, new Targum, Noach, Bereshis, new. Never did before. Bar Matzia, new Bar Matzia. Hakol new. Our life is new. Everything is new. This is a big kiddush. Okay, that's one thing. And then, so there's a famous Ravid. The Ravid with the Gro. See, the Gona Mishlei says this is a big shayla on Bereshis, and we have to embrace this. So the Goin is the shayla. The Goin says. A shayla gedola. The Goyen says, Hashem made Adam and Chava together, biyachad, partufim, all the pshatim, biyachad. Then separated them. So why? Why did Hashem do something which he knew? Hashem knew I'm going to separate them. Why do I say? Make them separate. This is what the Goyen asks. The Goyen asks. The Goyen is that Ishvisha. Have must be separate. They're different. Tafkidim separate. Why does Hashem make them first together, then separate them? The Goyen is. In Mishlei Tess. So the Goyen says, Hashem made them echad. He wanted them to be achva, ava v'achva neim. She guf echad mamish. Guf echad mamish. The Goyen says. In the beginning, he made them together. One guf echad mamish, then he separate them of tafkidim. What does that mean? Guf echad. What does that mean? Ishvisha, one guf. They are not one guf. What's that? Guf echad mamish. We're going to mamish. The word mamish, that's not guf echad mamish. Not like a mushroom. It's guf echad mamish. So how could that? It's not true. We have to take gufim. Two people, two worlds, two inyan and makal. What's happening here? Where's the beer in the going? Guf echad mamish. This is the beer. The beer is the about the given people. Given people, Gambri, two worlds. Two countries, wherever they are, but the Ish V'Isha feel each other. They're living with feeling. That's them living together mechanically, paying the bills and everything. They're living each other at the regish. This is the Yisur. The Baal feels her, and she feels him. This is the Kiddush Gadol, Kiddush Otzum. They're living with regish. That's them mechanically have to pay the bills, raise children, everything, have children, raise children, all the very nice, but the Iker is Guf Echad Mamish. Guf Echad Mamish, what does that mean? Guf Echad Mamish. It means that I feel her, and she feels me. This is the big Darga, not simple. Get the Darga feeling, I feel her, she feels me, not simple at all. But this is the Darga. This is how we should be marriage, feeling each other Mamish, like the Guf Echad Mamish. This is the Darga Atzuma. It's tzaddikim, big tzaddikim. Rav Chaim Brim, the Rebbe says, Malach HaShoris, and they live together. They're together, not together every second together, but they're together. All the Gedolei Hador were Malach HaShoris, and they're in your marriage. They're in marriage. See, the all sforim say Ador Ner. The sforim say, why not good children? What's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is the Isha together. That's the Eitzah. Together, mamish together, together, biyachad. And the more together they are, the more the children are good. See, mamish. Maybe you have to the children. You have to learn. There's a geras Ramban. Geras Ramban, sheish prakim. That's chashim Ramban. Wrote a geras sheish. You have to learn it. I learned it once, but time and time. But it needs the whole Ramban needs a geras Ramban sheish prakim. And the whole Indian of Zivug, what Zivug is. Very important. Ramban, Shesh Prakim. We have to maybe learn it again now. We have to learn it again. That's time. So I once went to Rav Volba. They talk about Nisuin. He said, first question, have you learned the Yerush Ramban? That was the first question. Otherwise, Ein Imud Daber Bechra. So yeah, I learned it. Oh, very nice. So he gave me a test. If I know it, so the Ramban says from grade, I don't know Ayam Azeh, what he means clearly. I'll tell you Eric what he says, and in the Ramban he says to me, tell me Pshat. So I told him I don't know Pshat. So the Ramban says there's something called the water. Water has a reservoir. He said reservoir. Can I say reservoir? So reservoir is very hard because the more the reservoir is high, and some of the pressure goes to the pipes, goes up to the high reservoir. It's some physical issue. You can't have something go high in the pipes till the reservoir is very high. It's very high. Man says, "Hu adin in the neshamas." You want to bring down a high neshama from Hashem to our child. So how do you bring down high neshama? If you are a reservoir, something is very shver. I don't know if Shah today Hayom, but it says in Rabban Azeh that the reservoir, I don't know if Shah, we'll learn the Rabban and see. And Rav Volba spoke out the reservoir in a shmuz in the yeshiva. I told him, I don't know if Shah, he spoke it out. I don't know what he said either. I don't know what he said either. He said the whole beer, which is not for people, regular people. So we have to do tshuva. We have two tshuvas now. Every tefillah, we're going to have a Nanur Kavan. It's one tshuva. We're going to learn the Yerush Ramban, six prakim. The Ian Gadol, it's a Ramban, wrote a Chibur Nerva.
Where is it?
There's a sefer called Yerush Ramban. And it's brought down, some sperm have it. You can buy it. I think you can buy it. It's in the Kisvei Ramban, but it's also a separate sefer. To learn the Ian Gadol, the Holy Ramban, wrote a sefer Nerva. So in the Ramban, it says there, the better the Isha, the closer they are, the better the children. The children are totally in the kirva of the Isha, Nagel. We're the reservoir, but whatever it means. But whatever that means, it says clear that the Isha, the more they kirva, the better the children. It says it.
You know which track that's in?
No, it's a sixth fucking. I know. I forgot already. I learned it many years ago. We have to tshuva, learn it again now. Again, Ramban, again. Clearly, be'iyun gogo. Every word, holy Ramban, you are safe. It's about Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah mixed in. It's like Nigla Kabbalah. It's all like biachas. You have to learn it. But it has a lot of Nigla in it. A lot of Nigla. But one Nigla is the more Korah, the Ish Isha are better than children. That's what it says. So it's all as firm. But Ramban is I'm not saying. The Rabban says something about Rabban says in that Agaris. He says it. I'm not saying. Rabban says that why David HaMelech had some union with Bathsheba. So why? How could it be David HaMelech? So he says why. The reason why David Bathsheba, he says it in a chet, it wasn't a chet, but something happened. So he said the reason why is because there's a whole unbelievable medrash. David HaMelech was born. How is he born? Because Yishai was an integral of Rus, Amoavia. So Yishai had a suffix all his life. And what did we call? What did we call? See, we know what did we call? Moavila, but Yishai wasn't sure. And this Indian, what we know now, Yishai wasn't sure. So he lived all his life with a regular Isha, a Jewish woman. He had 7 children. Then he says, I can't do this anymore. I have to live with a shifcha. Maybe I must have a call. So he lived with a shifcha. And one time a shifcha, somehow it was a mix-up, shifcha and David's mother. So they thought the shifcha, but really David's mother came. And David was born from David's mother, a Jewish woman. But they thought it was a shifcha. And they thought David was a mamzer. Mamzer. His mother was Mizanah. So they threw him out of the house and he lived all his life in the Midbar. So because of this not so clear how David was born, that was the Indian that David had Bathsheba. So he said, fish. I can't say anymore. Look at you know, Rabban and you'll see. So Mila, we have to have Kesh with our wives, we have to look and we have to be older with our wives. Next time we married, okay, that's it. No. Aliyah. Every day a new kesher, every day more kesher. And every day we should find in our wife every day one mila. A new mila, a new connection, a mila. One mila, one small mila, anything, a diuk, anything. We live with her all time. And to find in her a new mila a day. One a day, that's all. That's all. That's also a third couple. But for finding a mile a day, a little mile, one small plaque, say, wow. Then no more staggering. We'd be older. The Keshe was being older. Next time we married her again, this week, next week. No. We married her again. Every day is a night marriage. Okay, we'll end. You know, Rav Nata Freun always said a joke, his jokes. He's a joke. That Rav Shimon Shkup, all the Shimon Shkup, held that every king, let's say, I bought the Gra years ago. So that king wasn't Stam Chal Amor. Every second is a Naya king. That's what Shimon held. I didn't see inside Parashat Yosef. I didn't see, I see inside. Every day is a Naya king. So Rav Shimon met Rav Chaim Brisker, holy Rav Chaim Brisker. So Rav Chaim Brisker made a joke to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon was like a Talmud, Rav Chaim, but a big Talmud nerd. So Rav Chaim told Rav Shimon, Mazal Tov. Why Mazal Tov? Rav Shimon, because you're married 50 years ago, but every Kenyan is a new Kenyan, so every day, every second is like a night marriage. Rav Chaim said, Mazal Tov. To Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon told him that Yachnami is a very, very good, very established Malta, but the Kenyan is with Malta. It's also Miskadish. So you don't have to say Malta, but Malta, there was the Amor, is also every second again. A joke. But it's not a joke. We have to marry every second new marriage. This is the Musa of the joke. Every second, we are married again. Not married, I'm old, 20 years ago. Married now, every second. New marriage. New the hair, how good she is, what Hashem gave me, Matana. New the hair in the Matana Atsuma. New the hair, every second, 9 Matana. Now we make a sequence. We have 3 Kabbalahs here. One Kabbalah is to have every, I believe that every davening, a new the hair, and a few words that we're saying. We're not saying. We're saying words, we're saying Ashrei Yoshua B'Secha, every word, Ashrei davening mincha aleinu aleinu shabeach. Well, Yoshua ben Nun aleinu shabeach. Something mago. So every davening knew a few new words. That's one thing. And we're learning the Yeretz Ramban, Yeretz Ramban, Blinden. We're learning Yeretz Ramban. So it'll take a half a year. One won't take a week. Half a year. Maybe 1 year. But we'll start now. 1 year. To learn Yeretz Ramban, Blinden. And a Maila, a new Maila every day in our life. A nice small Maila. We have Canadian. We have children that are Goli Torah. We have all these shoes. We'll say something in Noach. There's a famous Ramban in Noach. And Ramban in Noach says a big Kiddush. The Ramban says that the Teva couldn't hold all the Bria. The Bria has thousands of Amos, thousands of Oifas, thousands of everything, thousands. It's not possible for this Teva to hold everything. Even 10 couldn't hold everything. 10 Tevas, probably 20 Tevas, 30 Tevas, can't hold the Bria. Impossible. So how could the Teva hold it? It was a nice Nister. Shem makes a nice Nister, makes a big Teva, a Kilu, can hold everything, but can't. But Benes, the whole table was Benes. So Sam, but where was the food? Where was the food? There are three floors. One for the people. One the Amos. One what was taken away. What's the ochel for? That was probably in the top floor. How can you have ochel for Behemoth for a whole year? Impossible. Behemoth, the ochel, it's impossible. Also, it's Elmat Benes. Shem made a nice nister in the Teva. So who are then? All life, nice nister. All life, nice nister. Kol achayim kula every day. Shem makes for every year nice nister. Only what? See. How we said it. Now we stop saying it. We said in the Gavna Hashem or of Yishi something very very fascinating. It says. So the pasuk, lecha amar libi. What does that mean? Bakshu panai. My leiv says that Rashi in Tilling, the Achav Zayin says, Hashem is in your leiv. Your leiv tells you, bakshu panai, look for me. I'm in your leiv, Hashem. Look for me. Look for your life. I'm helping you. Look out and see how I'm helping you. Look. If you look, we have to look at our lives for Nisim, everyday Nisim, not Nisim story, but Nisim. Look for Hashem. Every day we have to have one Nis. One, then we have a fourth Kabbalah. Fourth. Every day a new Nis. One Nis, every day one Nis. One. Say, wow. See, there's maybe the same Kabbalah, but we'll make a fifth Kabbalah. See, every modem, we see how we can say modem soon in Mincha. What's modem? So have in mind this. I swear from Rav Tom Zalman Orbach. Have in mind modem. One toiva Hashem did you from Shachris to Mincha. Marib, Saint Marib, one toiva from Mincha to Marib. It's a very nice thing. Hashem should help us to see Hashem in our lives. Hashem should give us decent flows and all the issues.
Maybe add all because of all the